Hello, I'm Sophie. I'm going to learn to drive next year and it won't be in a fossil-fueled car. Welcome to the New Zealand All That's Tesla podcast.
Hello, I'm Martin Kane and welcome to the very first episode of the New Zealand All That's Tesla podcast. Last night I stuck a post in the Tesla Owners Club Facebook group and just asked if anyone would be keen on listening to such a podcast, and there was a bit of feedback that said yes we would, and there was a little bit of feedback that said hey I can help, and that feedback came from a couple of people, and one of those is Alex Shepherd. And so Alex has agreed to co-host the podcast series with me. And we hope to bring you interviews with the people who form owners of Tesla and Tesla products, and also news of events that will affect New Zealand Tesla owners and potential owners as well. So to try out the audio in a very cheap system before we get underway, I thought I'd give Alex a call on Facebook Messenger.
Okay, so I'm chatting with Alex Shepherd, who has agreed to co-host the New Zealand All That's Tesla podcast with me. So, Alex, welcome along. It's nice to talk to you.
Martin, it's great to hear from you too. I'm really pleased that somebody else has taken the initiative to start a New Zealand podcast, and I'm really thrilled to be part of it.
That's great. Thank you for answering the call. So, Alex, tell us a wee bit about your background and your relationship with your Tesla.
Well, a relationship's a good way of putting it. It was sort of love at first sight, really. It was an obsession. I had always wanted to be involved with electric cars. They always seemed like such a good idea to me. I remember I worked with cars for many years. I fixed them myself, and I owned about 35 European cars, usually chose models that had some character, Alfa Romeo and Fiat and so on. And it always brought me into touch with a group of great people rather than just the average run-of-the-mill, you know, drive-to-work kind of car drivers. It was always more of a club. And so the Tesla, it's obviously the best electric car, basically. It's the electric car that brought the appeal of high-performance electric motoring to the market. So I nearly bought a Model S. I was going to import one from overseas. I have family in England, so I had some contacts over there. And the only thing that put me off was the knowledge that Tesla wasn't represented officially in New Zealand at that time. And then again, at the start of 2019, I test drove a Model S, and I actually drove a couple of them, and I nearly bought one then. But it was sitting in the Model 3 in the showroom. That's what convinced me that was the car for me. It just sort of spoke to me. It just had that sporty sedan sort of appeal that reminded me of my old Alfa Romeo 156. And I just couldn't wait for my Model 3 to arrive. So, I was so keen on that.
Fantastic, Alex. Look, a number of people say that it was their introduction by a friend or by an existing owner that led to their purchase of their Tesla. Did you have a ride, was one of your initial rides at least, was it with an existing owner, or was it literally through your friends over in the UK, or at least Tesla over in the UK?
No, I have to say that I hadn't been to the UK. I hadn't ridden in a Tesla over there. I'd seen them on the streets in Australia when I was working there. Never actually ridden in one. It wasn't until a friend of mine, who we'll meet a bit later on in the podcast, he offered me a chance to drive his Model X. And so that was actually the first time I drove a Tesla, I think. And so, yes, there was that. But at the same time, the Model 3, I bought that without driving it first. You know, I placed my order and I had a hope of what the car would be like. I thought, well, this will handle well and it will have great acceleration, but also smoothness. And I wasn't disappointed. When I first drove out of the showroom, I straight away thought, yes, this is every bit as good as I expected it would be, even though I'd never actually, you know, driven one or ridden in a Model 3 at that point. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, probably like a lot of Tesla owners, maybe even, or early adopters at least, it was the Nissan Leaf for me. So I think it was around about 2014 or 15, I heard Steve West on the radio talking about this charging network that he was thinking of setting up around New Zealand. And I thought, oh, that's a pretty good thing. And, you know, I just had, you know, had young children at that stage and thought, you know, it'd be quite good to have something so they don't have to breathe in fumes and various things like that around the place. And so, yeah, we actually bit the bullet and went and bought one of the New Zealand new Nissan Leafs from a provider up in Hawke's Bay. I think we got it when it dropped down to $30,000 for a 2014 Leaf.
Right. Okay. Well, I've also got a bit of background with Leafs too. I've worked with friends who sell them. So I've worked with preparing them and driving them around the country. So I also, you know, I have a lot of experience there. And I think you're absolutely right. ChargeNet is what's made all the difference. It's made driving a Leaf practical in New Zealand. And so, yes, I guess that was my first experience of electric motoring was driving a Leaf. So it's great that we have that in common. And I think the Tesla was just stepping up the game. It was just so much more money to obviously buy the car that there was a risk, I guess, that we'd run into some problems. And I think the fact that we've had a relatively smooth experience in terms of reliability and performance and yeah, features, I think that we're in a position now where we can sort of share this with a wider audience. And I think that's one of the things I want to achieve with the podcast, is to reach people who not necessarily, you know, existing electric drivers. And so we want to really show them what's possible.
Yes, it's one thing to be you know, chatting on the forums and the Facebook page and the Tesla owners group or the Model 3 owners group. But so often there, you sort of only see one little tiny wee portion of a person's experience, don't you? It's along the lines of, look, I've got a problem with this. How do I fix it? Or, you know, what's the issue with this? Or has anyone got this particular problem? And I suppose it's sometimes nice. One of the really great things, and you spoke about relationships with the other vehicle owners that you've had in the past. And the chance to actually get to meet some of these people on a slightly more personable level rather than just across the keyboard. It's, that's what I'm hoping to achieve out of this podcast, to interview those people who have sort of led the way in the past and who are, you know, contributing to, you know, uptake of EVs at the current time, particularly in Tesla. I know I'm really keen also, and I don't just want to limit it to the, you know, the Tesla cars, but, you know, some of the technology in there with the power walls and things like that, you know, that's, I'd love to talk to someone who's got a power wall and, you know, can tell me about that. That'd be something really interesting.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. I think forums tend to only show the bad. You know, they tend to be the people that are the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. So they tend to be the people with problems. And so new owners might look at forums or groups and get the impression there are a lot of problems. So it'd be great instead to include the perspective of actual owners and effectively turn it into an owner's club. But also, as you say, bring in some other topics, because many of these owners also have experience with solar power and power walls. And many of our owners in the club use them to, you know, power their Tesla. So I think that's very important. We can bring in some actual knowledge there.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm certainly loving my Model X, and it's going to be great. I think one of the good things that makes this podcast sort of pretty easy from my point of view, at least, you know, being a host for the podcast, is I've got a Tesla supercharger just like 2Ks from the house. So, you know, if anyone's sort of traveling between Christchurch and Dunedin on a South Island trip and, you know, wants a coffee or something, then there's a nice coffee at the supercharger, and it only takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do a wee interview and hear about your Tesla life. So that's me. If you're in the South Island, give me a yell.
Fantastic. Now, I'm based in Papamoa over on the east coast, Bay of Plenty, but I do travel to Hamilton about once a week, and there's a supercharger in Hamilton. So likewise, I'm happy to meet up with people as well, but I think I may focus more on the news and events part of the podcast. So I'll have a digest of all of the news from around the world on Tesla, and basically a summary to save you having to spend hours raking through it all yourself. That's my job. And so that's part of what I'll contribute to the podcast.
Hey, Alex, that's absolutely fantastic because, I only rely on other people's news about Tesla. I don't actually go and find it myself. So it'd be good to have a chat to you about that each episode.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it greatly.
Excellent, Alex. Hey, nice to talk. And look forward to participating in the podcast as we go ahead.
Very good. Can't wait. Thanks a lot, Martin, for getting this started.
Good on you. Cheers, Alex. You can get hold of Alex at alex@allthatstesla.nz, or you can get hold of me, Martin, at allthatstesla.nz, and we look forward to having a chat with you all at some stage.
Hey, that was pretty wonderful. Thank you very much for the chat, Alex, and it's nice to know that I've got a knowledgeable co-host to present the podcast along with me. Yeah, certainly sounds, I'm sure you'll agree, if you're listening to this, that Alex has a very radio voice. Sounds like he's a professional interviewer, so I must chase him up in future episodes and just find out what his background is as well. But not only that, we of course want to find out what your background is. What is it that brought you about into the Tesla community, into Tesla ownership? Do you like your car? Can you wait to get rid of it? Can you not wait to get rid of it? All of those sorts of things. Are you a Powerwall owner? You know, what's your experience there? That's something I'd really love to hear about as we consider whether we buy one for our solar system. So look, get in touch with Alex or me on the social media groups and give us a yell. We'd love to have a chat to you at our favourite supercharger.